All right, Jen, just a couple questions that we always have to ask every person to start with. Could you just tell me your name and how to spell it, please?
Geneva Johnson Eberhardt.
And can you spell that just for me real fast?
G-E-N-E-Z-A, Geneva Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, Eberhardt, E-B-E-R-H-A-R-T.
And can you just tell me, like, what your, like, role in the community is? Would you say you're a community member, or what did you do as a career before that?
Now? Mm-hmm. Well, my main thing I do is I go to church, and I do praise and worship in church, and I attend it, and be there. And sometimes I go down there by the homeless shelter. If I have a couple of dollars, I give that to them. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, I cook something and give it to them.
I got you.
But otherwise, you know, I'm there.
I got you. And, yeah, are you ready to start the actual interview? We good?
Okay, go ahead.
Cool. And first, just starting very general, when you think about your son, Percy, can you tell me, like, what comes to mind for you?
What first comes to mind is how I spoiled him. And then another thing came to mind, how quickly he grew. Mm-hmm. And the main thing that came to mind, when he was born, he was long. Mm-hmm. And he weighed about almost 7 pounds, but he was so long. And he just, the nurses said they never had a baby that long before there. And then the next thing, when he started kindergarten and daycare, and as we progressed on, mm-hmm. he became Percy of school, elementary up there, the Apps Road, and then
yeah.
he went to Bernie Harris up there, and Coach Billy Wade mm-hmm. is the one that discovered him. But mm-hmm. before Coach Wade discovered him, his brother, Terrence Ford, and Rodney Johnson, mm-hmm. Had him in the playground in mm-hmm. front of the house down there where West Broad is now. Mm-hmm. And that was a playground, and they roughed him up. Mm-hmm. And I'm yelling, "Don't rough up my baby." And mm-hmm. That's the most memorable part. And then he started growing up mm-hmm. and getting tall. But he always was there with me. He was out, no matter how tall he was coming sitting in my lap. Mm-hmm. Or either get what he want.
Yeah.
And once he started getting famous, airplanes, one man would come and the police would come bring the people to my house mm-hmm. because they need to know where Percy Eberhardt lived. His name was Percy Eberhardt Jr., mm-hmm. but we call him Buck. And they want to know where he lived, and the police would bring him to the house. Mm-hmm. And when one could get home, and by the next 2 days, some more police would come in, bring somebody else to the mm-hmm. house to show them where he lived. And they would get him in another airplane and mm-hmm. go. He was at the Dick Vitale camp. Mm-hmm. And when he died, he had a good word to say about Percy. Say he never seen nobody slam like that. Mm-hmm. He never seen nobody quite play like that. He was good in and off the court.
Yeah.
And Coach Wade took him under his wing. Mm-hmm. And Reverend Moses was there for him when they traveled. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he stayed out of trouble, you know, mm-hmm. and did good. It was mm-hmm. And we all were very proud of him. And then, you know, things went. Then he began to notice girls, as little guys do. And he kept playing. He was mm-hmm. good. And I would get so upset when I'd go to the game. Mm-hmm. Somebody hurt him, so he told me to stay at home. Mm-hmm. And I did. We went to college to see him play some. And in all his endeavor, he was just a regular boy. Like a lot of people didn't want him to play with their children because they thought he was older than what he was because he was so tall. But then they found out. This picture here, I think Amir Straw drew that of mm-hmm. him. And he played over there at Clark Central. See, the shows played against one another over there at the University of Georgia. Mm-hmm. Coliseum. And Percy made 51 points by himself. Mm-hmm. He did good. He had a good repertoire about his playing. Mm-hmm. He really loved basketball. and he loved to play. He had dreams, but he died, and I remember all of that.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I gotcha. And when you're thinking about, let's talk about Percy the person, not Percy the basketball player. What was, you said he was just like another kid.
He was just like any other kid, loved to go to the mall. Mm-hmm. That was the main place to go. And then he loved to go on little dates and things. And he liked school all right. Mm-hmm. And he knew in order for him to play, he had to go to school. That's why he liked it. And he just loved to be in the neighborhood, he said to me. He said, Mom, when I make it famous, I'm taking all the guys from Rock Spring and Broad Acres right around here in the neighborhood with me. And he said, you know, they're going to be, all of us going to be together. I said, oh, okay. And then as a kid, he, you know, he wasn't perfect. But he just was a young man that had dreams, wanted to take care of his mother, his father, sisters, and brothers. Mm-hmm. And that was his dream. That was his biggest inspiration about that was this right here. He didn't put himself above anybody. And he didn't never forget where he come from. And he always liked dogs. And he always brought somebody's puppy home. And that's something I didn't like, dogs. But I had to like them because of him. Mm-hmm. And he always brought me something home in a jar. And he thought it was a little worm. Most of the time it was a snake. And he had it in a jar, and he thought it was so cute. And then he liked going up. He went to Apps Road, then went to Bernie Harris and Clark Central. Mm-hmm. And in between, he was just the average person, like the. He liked to be with his peers, a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And he liked to just hang with them. Broad Acres, Rock Spring home, and even over on the east side. Mm-hmm. And he was just an all-around person. He had a lot of relatives here. And he knew them, and some he didn't. He'll come home and ask me about them. So, mm-hmm. you know, he was a child that went to school. Didn't always get a lesson, but they would let him go on anyway because they wanted him to make the money over here at Clark Central. And they came on here every day. You better get it or you come and you're going to sit down. Sometimes I did sit him down. Mm-hmm. He didn't like that. But he got it together and he went on to college and that's where he died at. Mm-hmm. In South Carolina.
Yeah. And when you talk about how he had dreams, and he had dreams of the big time. Yeah. What can you tell me, like, a little bit more? What was his
dream? Was to play against Shaquille O'Neal. Mm-hmm. That's what he wanted to do. He said, Mom, I want to play against him. I said, that good big old boy, I said, are you crazy? He said, no, I just want to play against him, and I think I can. He said, I just got to, you know, get fit. Well, right before he died, he was scheduled to go to Texas and try out with Barkley and Shaquille, Scottie Pippen. Uh huh.
Yeah.
And somebody else, it wasn't Jason Kidd, was somebody else that they wanted him to come out there and try out. Mm-hmm. But he died first. He died in March. So.
Yeah.
And he never did make it out.
Yeah. As for you and sort of your role as his mother, what was it like seeing him grow up from just an average kid to somebody who had those dreams?
Had those dreams and had that recognition from everybody all over the world. I didn't know it had went, so I couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't believe it. I said, everybody call him Percy, but mm-hmm. I call him Book. I said, my little Book, I said, you know, people would call from all different places. And then he had went overseas, like, you know, they wouldn't play overseas basketball. I got all kind of love. Mm-hmm. I got like 40 to 100 letters a day. Now, we had a box, but when I moved, they were stolen, and I don't know what happened to the letters. Mm-hmm. And he had made some videos. Mm-hmm. Once you let somebody see something, they take them, they see an opportunity, they hold on to them, mm-hmm. so they see what they can do with them. So I didn't fuss about it because I really miss him.
Yeah.
But, he had the kind of dreams he had were real, but he didn't overwork himself. He didn't go too far beyond, but he knew where he wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's the person. Yeah. The kind of person would come in the house and say, "Mama, what you cook today?" And the kind of person that you have to cook for him. He ate.
Yeah.
And he ate a lot. And it kept me cooking. He, mm-hmm. Well, I was the rest of the kid would iron their own clothes. I always ironed his clothes. And it was, wasn't that easy, but I did it.
Yeah.
And those are the kind of things. He had two sisters
mm-hmm.
and two more brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Me. His father was in the home, but eventually he left. And he left me from the time he was 15 on, his father left.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we married, and he had just didn't work out, so he left, and then left me with, I finished raising him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's about it, about as I could think of now. I could think of so much,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't run that way. It run to the point of wherever we lived, right over here on Parrish Street,
mm-hmm.
he could walk to school. Sometimes he didn't feel like walking, and I had to get in the car and bring him
mm-hmm.
about a block. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when he was going to Astor Road, of course, I was working at a place you kids don't know, right across the street. Burlington is there now with Gibson Discount mm-hmm. Center, but he used to come across the street every day and sit there until I got off from work and we'd come home together.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of little kid, from the big kid to the little kid, all in between.
Yeah.
He was.
Can you tell me a little bit about, like, what he was like in the family? Like, you said he, like...
He was the baby.
Yeah.
And he was spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
And then if he wanted to do something, I'd tell him, I said, leave him alone. Let him go and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw he was using me, so I had to straighten him out. But he was real spoiled, and because he was the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And he had one sister, Mika.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, they was tight.
Mm-hmm.
And it was his best friend. But he had an older sister. She didn't take nothing off of him. And his brother,
mm-hmm.
he just let him, you know, he was real close to him.
Mm-hmm.
But in the family, he was booked that when you told him to go, you need to go take the bath, and he'll go take it. But then you can't look, you know, he won't look at what he wants to look at it on TV, and I let him.
Mm-hmm.
I really spoiled him.
Mm-hmm. Was he the youngest out of everybody?
Out of all of them. He was mm-hmm. my baby.
Yeah.
He was the baby. He was 20 years old when he died.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was living now, he'll be 51. From the age of when I gave birth to him until 21, I had just took him back from spring break
mm-hmm.
that Sunday. And they called me Monday and told me to come down, and he had fainted, you know, but I knew something was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I got down there, and he had passed.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like you said, you want to know about when he was a little boy. He was the average kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He liked to rip and run and play.
Mm-hmm.
And where he got the ability to play basketball, I don't know. I didn't get it from me, although I'm tall. But he had a daddy. His daddy, who had passed too.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a good basketball player. And his brother, he was real good too. Mm-hmm. Right over here, he had a good reputation. He had a good opportunity to go, but he didn't take it. But Percy was the average kid. He was the average boy. I liked to run and mm-hmm. just be mysterious. And they weren't mysterious. He was just got into a whole lot of stuff
mm-hmm.
like boys do. And as he was growing up, things started happening. And then the fame started. And I had to watch him close to see could he handle it. But he handled it pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't let it go to his head. But when he got ready to go on the airplanes, I didn't like it, but they came and got him. He told him to let him go because he's all right.
Mm-hmm.
So they came and picked him up and took him a lot of places.
Yeah, yeah.
And they gave him all kind of physical exams, but they didn't mm-hmm. see what the heart defect. Mm-hmm. It was he,
yeah.
And he grew fast. Plus, he started back growing
mm-hmm.
in 93.
Yeah, yeah. And thinking about, you mentioned earlier that he would travel with somebody named Reverend Moses.
Reverend Moses, that was his pastor.
Mm-hmm. Would you happen to know his first name?
Abraham.
Abraham Moses. And mm-hmm. what church is that?
Up there, Mount Pleasant Church.
Mount Pleasant. Mm-hmm. Is that still the church you go to?
No. My church is New Freedom. I pastor Pastor L.C. Ford. That's where I go now. See, Pastor mm-hmm. Ford knew him, and when we went to Atlanta once, I had forgot about mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
And the Pastor Ford and his wife Blanche, they was there, and they really supported him mm-hmm. a lot.
Yeah.
They're the kind of people that if I needed them, I knew they was there because it was mm-hmm. something like family.
Yeah.
And so now he's my pastor, wonderful person. Mm-hmm. They keep me prayed up because sometimes I need it all the time, but it get rough.
Yeah.
It get rough, especially during the holidays.
Yeah.
This holiday was the worst one. I think the older I get, the rougher it get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But can you tell me, like, you said Reverend Moses would travel with him. Can you tell me about, like, what role Reverend Moses and religion played in his life?
He went to Reverend Moses Church. He joined up there. Mm-hmm. He did. And the role he played up there, because they had a basketball team, and he played mm-hmm. that. And Reverend Moses, he went to Reverend Moses, went to Reverend Moses during, when he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Summer school.
Yeah.
Not summer school.
Sunday
summer
school.
Camp.
Summer camp.
Summer camp. And they had summer camp back then.
Mm-hmm.
And so Reverend Moses did this to keep them out of trouble. He took them out to the jail. Scared mm-hmm. straight thing. And took them in there and left them. And he said, "You talking about a harlot?" And he told us, he said, "What'll happen to you if you get into trouble? Stay out of trouble." Reverend Moses was a wonderful role model for him.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Wade was a wonderful role model for him. Reverend Moses was the kind of person, they go out of town. I said, I got to get your money so you can have some money to eat mm-hmm. with. He said, "No, Mama, Reverend Moses got me." And I told him, "Reverend Moses, how much I owe you?" He said, "Girl, you don't owe me nothing." He said, I do anything for Percy. Mm-hmm. They called him Percy, I called him Buck.
Yeah.
Buck was his nickname after mm-hmm. his uncle. Oh, different story.
Yeah. I was curious about, was it just within the family that called him Buck, or was the team call him Buck, or?
Some of them call him Buck, and some of them mm-hmm. call him Percy. Yeah. But the family called him Buck.
Mm-hmm. Where did that come from?
His uncle?
He
had an uncle, his dad, his brother.
Mm-hmm.
And his name was Robert Lee Everhart. Mm-hmm. And they called his dad his brother, mm-hmm. Buck.
Mm-hmm.
When my baby was born, when Percy was born, mm-hmm. he looked so much like his Uncle Buck.
Yeah.
And I told my husband, I said, he looks so much like Buck, that's what we're going to call him. And that was in the hospital, and that's mm-hmm. what we called him.
I got you. Yeah.
He was a pretty baby. Oh, he was the prettiest little baby.
Yeah.
I got pictures of him in my house. Maybe I should have let you came to the house. But anyway, this is good.
Yeah.
I like this.
I got you. And sort of shifting from him as like a little kid and growing up towards the basketball, you said, at what point did he ask you to stop coming to the games?
See, what happened? Somebody elbowed him mm-hmm. and blood went everywhere. So I went out on the court and told the boys, "You hit my baby again, I'm going to smack you."
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say nice stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was saving them, but I won't. So don't hit my baby no more. He said, "Mom, you can't do that. You just stay at home." Because mm-hmm. he know how protected I was of him. My son, my Terrence, his brother, mm-hmm. and we called him Lala, got upset. He said, "Mama said, you're going to have to stop babying him."
Mm-hmm.
Said, "That's just part of it." So he's supposed to shook it off and went on. So you can't go out there and do that. But I did.
Yeah. And was that like freshman year, sophomore year, or was that BHL? Or
I think he was a
junior,
sophomore, or junior, sophomore one, or junior. Something. Okay. I don't know, freshman, because you know, he played on the varsity from the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
He jumped from Bunny Harris up there over here, and mm-hmm. Coach Wade, Billy Wade, I had to get him all the accolade too, because he was mm-hmm. really good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Put him right in there.
Yeah.
And then he, and accomplishment or achievement that he wanted, mm-hmm. he would help him with it.
Yeah.
And he was there for him.
Mm-hmm. So in the games that you saw him play, what was he like on the court?
Boy, I never seen nothing like it. Mm-hmm. He would get the ball, and he was 6'9". Well, he was still growing. I guess about 6'7" then.
Mm-hmm.
But he would get the ball and get down on the floor with it, and then he'd mm-hmm. go way up in the air and slam the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll go from bottom to top.
Yeah.
And it was just miraculous how he could get up and down the court so fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just looked at him. I didn't see my little boy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a guy trying to achieve something, show him what he... I mean, we had some people come from a lot of places. One time, we went up there in Atlanta, and they invited them up there to play a game. Boy, it was so many scouts up there, mm-hmm. It was a shame. And I didn't know they were scouts. And I was just sitting there, and they was talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what child are they talking about? They was talking about how good he was. And this. And then they said, that's Percy Everhart. And I said... I started to say something. God said, no, be still. But I didn't say nothing. And I found out, they were talking about how good he was and the accomplishment that he had.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started talking about my baby.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite memory of him playing in a specific game? I know you mentioned the Cedar one. Is that your favorite?
That Cedar Show Clark Central game. And another game he played in. Who were they playing? God. What's the name of that school? It was some school he played, and they played, and they really did cut up a scandal. They kept, you know, because at some point he kind of got to the side about his grades.
Mm-hmm.
They had to bring them up.
Yeah.
He missed one game. He missed a game, you know, I told him, I said, well, you might come out until you get your grades back up.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that he was dumb. He was just lazy.
Yeah.
And then they let him do what they wanted him to do because they needed him out there on that court to make the money. Money called for a lot of things, Club Central.
Yeah, yeah. But what game was you talking about?
A lot of them. It was one that they played over there in Atlanta, mm-hmm. and it wasn't a game. It was like scouts come and see different players, and he was one of them. And as soon as he got out there, I'm telling y'all, he showed up.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "That's my favorite."
Yeah.
Coach, he was the coach over here at the University of Georgia. What was his name? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord.
Do you remember when he was the coach? I can Google it later.
That was in 89.
Okay.
Somewhere along there. And he was coach at the university, not mm-hmm. here. But then he, because they wanted him too.
Mm-hmm.
But, and you remember when, what's his name? The other coach was over at the University of Georgia. Doug Durham, daddy. Coach mm-hmm. Durham. He wanted him too. And he really talked to him and had a lot to say to him. But, you know, he didn't book them. He wouldn't go in there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we went to Atlanta, so many people were there. And all of them were scouts. They was mm-hmm. looking at him. They was talking about Percy Everhart.
Yeah.
And I was so proud.
Mm-hmm.
I said, they talking about my baby. How did this happen? And I said, when is he going to make it? And then I just heard him talking about it. And then when I went out, somebody must have told them I was the mother.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, can we speak to you a minute? And I said, who is this talking about? I said, may I help you? You person, mama? I said, yes, I am. He said, let me tell you something. You got a winner.
Mm-hmm.
That all he had to keep apply himself to. You got a winner.
Yeah.
I told him, thank you. You know, I didn't know nothing about nothing. Mm-hmm. And I just was so proud of him.
Yeah. I got you. And I've also spoken to two of his former teammates, Jason Johnson. He told me that, and also Coach Smith, but... Coach Johnson told me that he sort of grew up in the same neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, that right. Yeah. Jason grew up in Rock Springs. Percy grew up right behind Milton Body Shop mm-hmm. and on Paris Street, great big house.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about how, like, the community influenced Percy?
Uh-huh. They showed him a lot of love. Mm-hmm. See, what it was, we had the big house right mm-hmm. there on Paris.
Yeah.
But in front of us
yeah.
was West Broad School, where it is now. Mm-hmm. And there was a big playground out there, and all of them from Broad Acres, Rock mm-hmm. Springs, up there in Palo, Parkview. All the kids would come down there to play.
Yeah.
And they played. There wasn't no fighting. Mm-hmm. There wasn't no bashing or nothing. They played. I mean, mm-hmm. they played baseball, basketball, but when the basketball was the main thing for them boys.
Yeah.
And the girls would be there now because there were little boys there now. You know how that worked. But everybody stayed nice and respectful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
because I kept the trees cut so I could see. And the kid's mother wasn't worried about them acting up or doing nothing wrong because they know I was always there watching. And mm-hmm. the kids was respectful then.
Yeah.
But people from all around Jason would come down him. They come from Broadacres, and mm-hmm. all the kids were comfortable over there.
Yeah.
If you want to call some names from there that went to school with Jason, some of them I can remember, some of them I can't.
I got you. Yeah.
Demetrius, what was that guy's name? Okay. Sanders, I think he played. It was a pitcher somewhere they was on,
mm-hmm.
but he played with them, and all it was nice.
Yeah, I got you. And sort of moving on towards past high school basketball and that, what was as he was getting older, what was influencing his decision to go to community college or go international?
Well, he went to community college because he didn't graduate when he's supposed to. So mm-hmm. he had to go to summer school in order when he graduated. And so he went to Anderson Junior College.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, he was going to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, the white hair, what is his name? He used to be the coach at for the Hawks. What is his name? Oh, Lord Jesus. Anyway, he would, that coach talked to him, and he was at North Carolina waiting for him.
Mm-hmm.
After 2 years at JUCO, he had an opening for down there in North Carolina, mm-hmm. University of North Carolina, but he didn't make it.
Yeah. If you're comfortable talking about it, can you tell me how you reacted the first time you learned that he was...
Well, see, when they called, somebody came around the house and said, because I had been at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned later that they had been calling at my job, but the people mm-hmm. never would call me to the phone.
Yeah.
But when I got home, I just had a birthday on the 14th of March, so I hadn't used my little card they give you to go and get your dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to go and get it that day. When I came back, somebody came around the house and said, they've been trying to get you down at the school, said, Percy's sick, said he fell out, and they want you down there right away. I said, fell out? I said, okay, because I had just took him back that Sunday.
Yeah.
And so I said, okay. But then I was all right till I got to the line of South Georgia, South Carolina line.
Mm-hmm.
Then I knew something was wrong. I said, this is bad. And they said, what you talking about? Somebody, I don't know. I said, this is bad. I said, something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt a void. Mm-hmm. They leave me. And when I got there, I remember it so well. I said, my name is Geneva Everhart. I'm Percy Everhart's mother. Went in the emergency room at the hospital in South Carolina. And I said, I was called and said, Percy had fallen out. I said, where is he?
Mm-hmm.
And the lady said, come on, go with me. Instead of sitting and taking me to the room, I said to myself, I said, Lord, you're going to have to keep me strong. I started praying because I know it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he had died, but I didn't believe it because I felt it. I felt something leave me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I walked in, they opened this room almost bigger than this one. It was filled with reporters
mm-hmm.
and people, too many people. I said, I don't want to come to this room. I want to see Percy. Where is he? Coach, what's the coach name that he was under? Looked at me and dropped his head and shook his head. I said, where's my baby? And he said, don't tell me my baby dead. He said, no, I didn't. I got on my knees and started praying. I didn't know nothing else to do. Anyway, I got on the phone. The sister in D.C. had to call and tell her. And she had to call her sister in California.
Mm-hmm.
Who was married to a Navy guy. My sister in D.C., she was engaged to a computer programmer.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, by the time I got home back to Athens, after I did everything I need to do mm-hmm. there, I went to see him.
Mm-hmm.
He was gone. And I couldn't believe it. And I just went back and I just looked at, oh, Lord, that must have been the coach's name.
At Anderson or at?
At Anderson. They were down in Anderson, South Carolina at the time. Mm-hmm. And we was at the hospital, and then Tim Messing told me, you're going to take care of it. Well, I didn't know previous times that he had fainted on the basketball court at other games, but nobody told me that. I found that out after he had died. Of course I didn't. Mm-hmm. I tried to pursue it, but the school paid him out. They bought him out.
Bought Persia? Or
no. But they bought, Anderson, South Carolina bought the lawyer out that yeah. I had got. But that's all right. I said, well, you know, maybe for the best. I wasn't about money, but about just recognizing how people use folks. But anyway,